Hi, welcome to Travel Time. Today we're talking about Sedona, Arizona. For us, this was our first stop on a trip. We did basically a road trip through Arizona and New Mexico. We spent about a week and a half in July exploring the American Southwest. My oldest son had planned a lot of this trip, picking the locations we'd go to and the key things we could do in each place. We flew into Phoenix and drove down to Sedona. It took just over 2 hours to drive down. We arrived fairly late in the evening, but wanted to be ready for our Jeep tour the next day. We kicked off our tour with a Jeep tour through Arizona Safari Jeep Tours. We did their Outlaw Trail Tour and booked it via Viator, which worked out really well. The company offers mild, moderate, and rugged Jeep tours of various red rock sites in the area. This particular tour was marked moderate and explored the rock arroyos in the historic ranch country of the Sedona area. The tour takes around 3 hours and was just under $500 for the four of us. We had three adults and a 17-year-old, so basically four adults. We started at 9 a.m. Our guide was a ton of fun, took us some fun and some great pictures of us. There were about 10 to 12 of us total in the Jeep, so not too crowded, but we did share the trip with some others. We visited several stops where we could get out and enjoy the scenery and encountered many people out on ATVs enjoying the same trails. Our guide pointed out several of the key sites around the area and shared some history of the area as well. He also pointed out a few trails that might be worth exploring later and gave us a great recommendation for lunch afterwards. Of note, if you're doing this one, you definitely should wear sunscreen, but you will be in a covered Jeep, so you aren't in direct sun the entire time. There is a step up into the Jeep that you'll need to be able to do as well, and if the jostling is a lot for you, try to get a seat up front where there's slightly less bumpiness, although everywhere has quite a bit of bumpiness, so if that bothers you in general, you should opt for one of the more mild tours or the pavement tour they offer. After our return, we decided to walk over to downtown Sedona, which was about a block away, and explore and have some lunch. We headed to the Outlaw Grill for lunch. We enjoyed our lunch here. They had a nice variety of options for everyone, including a couple of more out-of-the-norm options, which my kids appreciated. Later, we went on the Fay Trail. This was one of the trails that the guide had suggested. We actually specifically passed this on our way into the Cocachino National Forest earlier in the day, and we went in, explored that trail. The Fay Trail is a moderate 2.4 mile out and back trail. It's popular and generally a well-used trail, but when we were on it, we only encountered a few other people. This might be because it was closer to dinner time versus earlier in the day. Some of the people might have already done it earlier in the day. You can access this one off of Boynton Pass Road. It has great views of the rock formations and also forest canopy because it's at the bottom of a canyon. So it offers a little bit cooler trail than some of the others. A lot of it's in the shade, which I appreciated quite a bit. There's also an offshoot spur that goes to Fay Canyon Arch about halfway up the trail. This spot has really good views of nearby cliffs. Although it's classified as moderate, I'd say it's a little more on the easy side. For me, it was also nice for birding. There were quite a few birds in the trees along the way, particularly to the creek that runs alongside much of the trail. There were quite a few birds around that. One thing I would always recommend here as well as other places, and I'll probably say this a lot on this particular trip because cellular coverage isn't really extensive when you're out in the wilderness type areas, I highly recommend getting something like AllTrails where you can download the map in advance and then you can navigate even if you don't have any connection, cellular or Wi-Fi, because it does allow you to kind of see where you're at. So if you get turned around, this trail's an out and back. It's fairly easy, but it's also nice to be able to see if you have to get back in time for something, like how far you are and how far you have to go. We use that quite a bit. This one we downloaded right before we went on the trail because we kind of decided last minute, but great app for doing that. It's also very easy to delete them when you're done, so it's not taking up extra storage space. We really also enjoyed the Red Rock Crossing area and the Red Rock Loop. These places we drove through and allowed us to see some scenic views of Cathedral Rock, Airport Mesa, and other Red Rock pinnacles and mesas around the area. Later on that day, the boys climbed a trail at sunset that the guide had recommended earlier in the day, a great short trail to see great views of the sunset. I can't recall the name of the trail, but it was pretty near the Fay Trail, and it was right around the entrance to the Cocachino National Forest when coming from Sedona. I ended up with a bad headache later in the day and went to rest, but the guys went to Tortas de Fuego for dinner. They enjoyed the variety of options there for great Mexican-style dishes and spoke very highly of it. Plus, it was super convenient to our hotel. We were staying at the Hampton Sedona. Sedona was an absolutely beautiful stop, a really nice start to our road trip. There's a saying, apparently, that God created the Grand Canyon but lives in Sedona. It's a great place for an active vacation with so many outdoor activities to do, especially some great hiking. I understand there's also some good mountain biking there. Sedona is also well known for relaxation. They have a lot of spas and therapists, as well as being known for being kind of a healing and spiritual mecca. So you do see a lot of that side of it as well. A lot of crystals and things like that. We didn't explore the crystal piece and many of the things that associate with spiritual healing on our particular trip, but you will see them. And like later when we went to other places, when they found out we'd gone to Sedona, that was one of the first things they'd asked us. You could easily spend many days here and not see or do everything. There are tons and tons of hiking trails, tons of outdoor activities if you like active vacations. If you're not into active vacations, there are a lot of like spa options, restaurants, shopping. And so really lots of different kinds of people could go, or a family with multiple interests could come, split up and then meet up for dinner. It would be a really nice place to do anything like that. We spent close to 2 days in Sedona as we kicked off this round trip. Our round trip took us through southern Arizona and into New Mexico. And so in the next podcast, we'll visit our next stop, the Petrified Forest National Park. Until then, happy travels.